We should have about half the members of the board here, I think. Bart make it, he's on the, so Matthias, Matthew, Keith,
Alex,
the other, so the other Bart members include Bart Massey, and Donnie Burkholz from Gen 2. So we're the members of your XOR board of directors. We do things like help direct funds to pay for events like this and sponsor travel. We do have, unfortunately I don't have the exact number, but it's somewhere over $100,000 available to spend.
I was thinking about the number of members.
Number of members, we can always use more. Membership is free. Anyone in this room has done enough for XOR to qualify for membership because you're here, you care enough to show up. It's a simple form. It doesn't give you a whole lot of benefit other than the ability to vote for the board members so that you can help us help set the direction of the organization.
Get VESA docs.
And we get access to VESA docs and whatever other docs we have that we can distribute to our members but not make publicly available. The next set of elections should be in a couple of months, so you'll start seeing mail about signing up for memberships to be eligible to vote in those. So far this year, we haven't done a whole lot. We've organized the comments, mostly Matthew. We've been working on finishing the immense amount of paperwork required to become a 501(c)(3). Become the exact letters required for the IRS to recognize this as a nonprofit organization for which at least U.S. people get tax deductions for donations. And Alex has been spending innumerable hours with our lawyers graciously provided by the Software Freedom Law Center to try and make that a reality after years in process. We've also been talking to our lawyers about trademark issues. It turns out our wonderful logo here looks very much like the logo for a Brazilian cable network, except they made it look better when I copied it. And the board's current opinion is it's not actually worth fighting over this logo because it's kind of dull and ugly anyway. So we are actually looking for suggestions on how to come up with a new logo for XOR that's
not actually trademark.
We don't actually know who designed this logo. We know the original X logo, but we don't know who added the swirl.
Leon's
daughter had that one that was a full page giant at zoom in on the X.
Oh, yeah.
If you know a little bit of trademark laws, then you know that any radio station will also use the new logo without problems because it's in classes of goods,
right.
The mark.
Yeah.
A radio station has nothing to do with IT.
Right. But, yes.
You cannot protect it. I mean, you could trademark the existing logo.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
But it might take a little bit more work, right? I mean, you can do it, but anything that involves lawyers and any kind of even vague attention means there's more work. So it's probably easier to make a new one.
And considering that we'd probably be filing for trademark protection in the US and Europe, and they're running Brazil. There.
How long have we been talking about this one logo already? 5 years, 6 years?
The latest round started a few months ago and someone pointed out the Brazilian use of the logo. Yes, the board moves slowly. We can always use volunteers to help us get make progress on these tasks. Not everything has to be done by a board member. Hopefully you've all seen by now that our meetings are open to anyone to show up on IRC. We have been doing much better this year at publishing when the meetings are happening, except for a couple times I forgot the mail, and publishing the summary of the meetings afterwards so you can see what we're working on or just what we're failing to make progress on. All of us have day jobs that take us away from this. I guess this is our most recent meeting. We also do have a program to sponsor for students who want to work on a project similar to Google Summer of Code, but either don't get accepted by Google's program or want to work on it some other time of year than the Northern Hemisphere summer. We do have programs to sponsor student work like that. We get very few submissions, so if you know students who want to work on something, encourage them. I have no idea how we're going to fill an hour. I don't think we will.
I have no precise idea either, but if you have questions about how the foundation works or specific points that you would like to see us address.
How is the financial stuff working out?
We're spending money. We are bringing in very little. Fortunately, the foundation is in the good spot of having more available than we need to spend. We are getting some. Intel graciously donated a $10,000 or so,
$15,000
to sponsor this conference, much of which is going out in forms of travel sponsorships to pay for people coming from all over the world. We haven't really tried to raise funds because
not a question about raising funds, it's a question about is the paperwork the last 4 years financially, is that working out?
A lot of that paperwork is being redone and formalized for the, because we have to provide at least 5 years worth of records for the 501(c). So, Ethan Stewart.
Getting that information out of our current bank that Leon set up for us is a huge challenge. So I think Stuart has been working with the bank in the last week to try to get them to provide us records of what they did.
But this is being talked about on the old logs that I read through for.
In the last week, Stuart has just worked with HSBC to get our banking stuff sorted out so that he has access to the bank account directly with the electronic stuff that hasn't worked for me for a long time. That I've been trying to get to work. He is also getting them to send him the old records that got lost when the mail was in at Leon's house and not getting forwarded to us.
So Stuart Kretman, who's also not here, is the treasurer. He is not a board member, but agreed to serve in this role for us and has been dealing with banks and...
We have had some skill with them. I've been unable to get them to do anything for us for years. Managed to coerce them into doing stuff.
Well, he just keeps calling and talking until they do something.
Oh, cool. He's more tenacious than I, that's for sure. Appreciate his efforts.
I mean, you have to explain the key, I'm sure, that thing had it too, to get access to the data of the account. And I remember that you were pulling out
data for
bookkeeping at one point.
Yes, and I can get access to records going back, 11 months. And before 11 months, the records aren't available through that key. And because we need information for records for statements that Leon threw away when they showed up in his mailbox, we weren't able to get completed that record for the corporation filing.
So it would be sufficient if the treasurer, once every 11 months, would just pull the data.
data on. And I did that for Stuart. I got the last 11 months of data for Stuart sent that in.
This begs the question why this data wasn't pulled off the 11 months period.
I've been pulling it out as it's been available, but I had been expecting to actually receive statements and hadn't gotten them. So some of them got lost. The frustrating thing is that I expected to be able to get information about the account electronically, and after 11 months, the electronic record is gone.
I got all the financial data until the end of 2006.
Okay.
So, in case you still need this, I can provide this to you.
Cool.
And there was treasurer out when you wanted to come.
I was never treasurer. I just agreed to do the bookkeeping until. There was no point anymore because the data was available.
Right.
Yeah, there's apparently a lot of records that are either lost or in a basement of Leon's that you need to get.
We tried to Leon's Leon.
Yeah.
I need to talk to him some more. He actually answered some questions when we had one of the things that the board is agreed to look into is the X test suite is currently licensed under the annoying version of the artistic license, which really annoys some of the distros like Debian and Fedora. And Leon apparently has the record of exactly how much of that copyright was transferred to us versus just licensed to us, and we need to get that information out of them so we can figure out if we can relicense it or we need to ask the owner to.
Yeah.
Not that the distros are hurting because they can't ship a test suite, but it would be nice if they could actually run it.
Leon's also the tech and admin contact for the text.org
domain.
Why is this so hard to change? I mean, the discussion about changing this.
I emailed him, he never gets back to me.
I would say that it's hard to change because he has to agree.
Exactly.
That means that he has to answer something.
He has to initiate the request to change it.
He's sort of holding that. I
had a copy of the logo.
Okay.
Which is kind of popular.
Wow.
The reason we want to get that logo registered, whatever we come up with, is to protect ourselves, not to prevent someone else from using it.
Yes.
Someone comes along and says, oh, you've used my logo, now I want $10,000 or whatever. That doesn't stand on safe
business. Yeah. Somewhere, I think in the source code for X logo is the name of the person who actually designed it for MIT in 1989, the original X logo. So we can prove going back that we've been using this for years.
Okay, like the original logo.
The original with just the X. The added swirl and squint would be harder. And it's just time, 25 years, it's time to refresh it a bit.
Yeah, and it's not that overly important.
Yeah.
Whatever version is much more important.
It's what we've been spending a lot more of our time on. So any other questions, comments? Complaints, suggestions for your board while we're here, while you have our attention. We do have, you can always email us at board@foundation.x.org. It should, on the front link of the x.org webpage it mentioned there's a link directly to how to find the board, who the current members are, the meeting summaries, and the full logs of the IRC channels in which we have our meetings.
Do you have any initiative to increase contribution or like contribution or like whatever?
No.
I would say the endless location of code is some sort of time that is more and more.
Yeah.
But that's about all. Yeah.
Probably not doing enough promotion of this program. If you know people who are interested in web projects, who are looking for some ways to get some help on these projects, don't hesitate to submit them to the board.
Yeah, the board has unfortunately spent most of its time on managing the foundation and the incorporation and other paperwork. We should be spending more time on advocacy and trying to expand the number of contributors to the code base, but fall into the cracks. Again, if people have ideas on what we can be doing there, we're open to the suggestions.
So things are actually looking pretty good on the contributor front. Yeah. And that Zorg development is going crazy these days. It's really high volume. And it sounds like there's a lot of contributors and a lot of patches flowing through, which is nice to see. I mean, except that they're on X, but
The problem, one of the major problems I think we have right now with Zorg development is getting patches not just reviewed, but in queued up in somebody's tree for a version. This is, I mean, it's a serious scalability problem right now, and I'm as guilty as everyone else of not helping with that, but I think that's one of the real problems we have right now.
I think our patch volume isn't large enough that, at this point. I mean, I review every patch going into the server right now, and it's not a problem.
Yeah, but I had a half dozen or so patches that didn't make it into 1.9.
Yeah, because they got lost, because nobody interviewed them with CC.
Right.
There's certainly, there's been a backlog after the 1.9 release of getting, as everybody said, okay, now that 1.9's done, here's my 15 patches to rewrite everything.
Right.
But this is...
most of those merge.
Yeah. This is probably getting more into the development model topic.
We'll do that for a while.
The board has mostly stayed out of the way of the actual development. We are here to facilitate it, but not to run it. Though there's a lot of overlap, obviously, with one of the board members being the Xorg release manager for the last three releases. So hopefully we can keep things running without screwing it up too badly. Okay. Anything else? So watch for, and probably need to start pushing our election committee to start sending out schedules for the elections. There are 8 board members, 4 of us are for election every year, so you should, if you want to run, it's, right now we meet for an hour every 2 weeks. We should be putting in more time than that, but we often don't. Which is why stuff takes years to get finished. So it's not a huge time commitment, but if you want to run, it'd be helpful if you're willing to commit some time. And the qualifications aren't that high. You have to be a member of the foundation, which anyone who has contributed to X in any way qualifies as. And we are somewhat loose on the definition of contribution. It can be advocacy, code, documentation, answering user questions on Xorg mailing list where we don't get enough answers. All right. Thank you.